Stand beneath a clear night sky and you'll feel it, that unsettling mixture of wonder and insignificance. We're perched on a tiny rock orbiting an unremarkable star in a galaxy containing 200 billion other stars, itself just one among 200 billion galaxies. The numbers are so staggering, they almost feel meaningless. Yet here's the paradox. What if this vastness isn't evidence of our cosmic irrelevance, but proof of our extraordinary worth? What if the universe's seemingly wasteful scale, its billions of years of preparation, and its dark emptiness all serve a singular purpose, making human life possible? This radical reframing transforms how we see everything, from the darkness between stars to the precise tick of cosmic time. The evidence is overwhelming. Our universe, galaxy, solar system, and Earth function as an essentially perfect vehicle for humanity, with every detail calibrated for our existence and discovery. The universe operates with breathtaking precision. Alter its mass density by one part in 10 to the 60 at certain early epochs, and physical life becomes impossible. Not unlikely, impossible. But mass is just the beginning. The universe requires a precise cocktail: 5% ordinary matter, stars, planets, you, exotic dark matter, nearly 5 times more abundant, and dark energy, a mysterious force stretching space itself, calibrated to one part in 10 to the 120. Imagine adjusting a stereo volume with 120 decimal places of precision. Miss by the tiniest fraction, and everything collapses. This isn't one lucky break. It's hundreds of independent variables all landing in impossibly narrow sweet spots simultaneously. From 1995 to 2006, scientific evidence for cosmic fine-tuning grew approximately a trillion, 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 trillion times stronger each year. An astronomical body supporting humans with high technology requires at least 10 to the 700 times more precision than needed for simple ephemeral life. The universe's 13.73 billion year age isn't arbitrary. It's precisely calibrated for human civilization. Three critical factors demanded this timeline. First, heavy elements needed time to form. For 365 million years, only hydrogen and helium existed, useless for building planets or people. The 20-plus heavier elements essential for life required at least 9 billion years of stellar forging. Second, radioactive elements had to accumulate. Uranium and thorium, produced in exploding stars, power Earth's plate tectonics and magnetic field, both vital for life. These elements peaked at 9.2 billion years, precisely when Earth formed. Third, cosmic dangers needed to fade. Supernovae that forge life-giving elements also blast their surroundings with lethal radiation. Gamma ray bursts and dense molecular clouds only diminished after 10 billion years. We exist at the universe's only moment when we can observe its entire history. Earlier, deadly radiation would have killed us. Later, accelerating expansion will erase evidence of cosmic origins. Multiple conditions converged during our epoch. Earth's rotation stabilized at 24 hours, fossil fuels became accessible, and the sun reached maximum stability 50,000 years ago, continuing another 50,000 years with minimal flaring. In summer 1950, Nobel laureate Enrico Fermi posed a haunting question: where is everybody? Given billions of stars in the galaxy's age, Earth should have been visited by extraterrestrials long ago, yet we've found nothing. Nearly 50 years of SETI research scanning 800 stars has detected no intelligent signals. Over 280 exoplanets show no characteristics permitting advanced life. While millions of UFO reports exist, 90 to 99% are identifiable phenomena. The rest lack credible physical evidence. Interstellar travel faces insurmountable barriers. Special relativity prohibits faster-than-light travel. A trip from the nearest planetary system would take at least 25,000 years, assuming survival of cosmic radiation, micrometeorite impacts, and multi-generational psychological isolation. Earth occupies an extraordinarily privileged position. Located just inside the co-rotation distance, we avoid dangerous spiral arm crossings in the Milky Way's safest neighborhood. Our galaxy itself is exceptional, symmetrical spiral arms without the disturbing events found in most galaxies. We live in the tiny local group of 40 galaxies rather than typical dense clusters of 10,000. After 60 years researching Fermi's paradox, science's answer is simply nowhere but here. We are, as far as evidence suggests, profoundly alone. Darkness is a gift. Earth's placement in one of the universe's darkest regions allows astronomers to observe virtually all celestial wonders and cosmic history. The moon creates a remarkable paradox. Its large mass stabilizes Earth's rotation axis, preventing catastrophic climate changes, yet reflects merely 7% of incident light, bright enough to stabilize our world, but dark enough not to blind our telescopes. The solar system's arrangement prevents planetary luminosities from hindering observations. If Venus and Mars traded places, Venus would be 10 times brighter. If Mars and Jupiter swapped positions, Jupiter would become 1,550 times brighter, as bright as a quarter moon, washing out the night sky. Our location far from the galactic core protects us from deadly radiation while blocking blazing light from thousands of dense star clusters. Positioned halfway between two spiral arms, Earth avoids both bright star clusters and thick dust clouds that would obstruct observations. Unlike other spiral galaxies, the Milky Way contains no giant nebula dominating our view. This perfect placement serves dual purposes, supporting human life while enabling astronomical discovery, revealing a creator who wanted humans not just to exist, but to discover the universe's purpose. The second law of thermodynamics creates a paradox. Entropy enables life, yet guarantees the universe's death. This principle powering your car engine ensures the cosmos will eventually reach heat death when all matter achieves identical temperature and nothing can happen. Lord Kelvin identified this in 1851, universal energy dissipation leading to complete heat diffusion. Yet without this law, life couldn't exist. Proteins couldn't fold, metabolism couldn't function, stars couldn't burn. Early physicists searched for loopholes. Those hopes ended when astronomers confirmed the universe had a definite beginning, fixed physics laws, and accelerating expansion. Dark energy makes escape impossible. Astronomers now calculate the timeline. Distant objects receding faster than light, stars burning out, proton decay eliminating all atoms necessary for physical life. This falsifies secular humanism's optimistic worldview. If the universe is truly all that is, pessimism is the only reasonable response. Yet humans universally experience hope and purpose, suggesting the cosmos isn't everything, that we may access a realm beyond the physical. Unlike other species, humans possess drives superseding self-preservation, yearning to discern life's meaning and achieve enduring destiny. People sacrifice comfort, wealth, and longevity for spiritual fulfillment, motivations evolutionary theory cannot explain. The convergence of time-critical conditions, perfect eclipses, optimal plate tectonics, ideal landmass coverage, balanced radiation, all aligning with humanity's brief window, defies probability. Physicist Brandon Carter calculated this preparation to habitation ratio as 335,000 to 1, suggesting immense human worth to our creator. This extraordinary investment reveals a startling conclusion. The universe was exquisitely designed for advanced human civilization. The cosmos displays the creator's attributes, power, intelligence, creativity, care, and love, far exceeding human potential. Physical constraints limit evil while encouraging virtue, creating the perfect theater for redemptive drama. The universal human tendency toward belief in God, afterlife, and worship across cultures suggests these drives originate beyond the natural realm. Through technology, researchers discover more of the Creator's glory with each observation. You are not an accident. The universe invested 13.73 billion years, 50 billion trillion stars, and incomprehensible fine-tuning to prepare your home. The darkness between stars exists so you can see. Every atom in your body was forged in stellar furnaces so you could exist, think, love, and discover. The universe isn't indifferent. It's the most elaborate love letter ever written, signed in starlight and sealed with precision beyond comprehension.